كان قدام الناس الست بلوكس اللي شيلها على هذا كيس وير سامثينج شو جوز تو ذا ديلرز
Yeah. Sure.
Mississippi Bay for our bar. Most of the fire out of the path kind of goes on. The whole of our discount ain't lunch. The ain't token, not our token. And this basically called the Tosefta. Right? A part of Tosefta. Right? Fine. That's not an issue. Don't misinterpret, he says. Don't think that ain't token, not our token means that ain't visual opposition. The concept of it bolded, it's bolded, but this has to be further. It sounds very much the same thing. Right? So it's something after that. Yeah. And then we hope our beauty can be bolded out of the living. Bolded means thus. Then the token is getting separate from it. Bolded means token, not the same as the vision. Which is not. Not true. Don't make that a second. Wrong. So what fact don't have a token? It's seen as only when you crush something and this what this way breaks up an organic connection. Like grain. Grain is organic connected, right? One kernel, like bang that. That's called token. But if the connection is artificial, then that can't be grain. What put the bread together? The bread was really ground up and the flour.
Official, and how do you know it? That ain't talking about official, which is so
together with his cooking. So your cooking is allowed to be the man-made act, he said, I'll soften it with the first class of the question. It's a big, humongous kiddush.
I thought of it because it reminds me of the discussion about halakha bishul, with, you know, what you've done in the bishul, halakha bishul, the Rambam and the Rashba. So it's like, if you've already done something, and you've changed it,
Why? Who that the cheretz is very hard. Still, it's a man-made connection. It's a man-made connection. We should say, no, there's no Eastern, no Chiyuv token upon it. Oh. That's the Kashmir's calculation. I didn't see him respond to this Kashmir. I thought as follows. You know, Rabbi Akiva raises a similar question. Back in Sinai, Shin Beis, which I'll get to next week in the Sunni Malabi, that's what the Chesed Malabi, there's a discussion of mud. Mud gets on your shoes or on your clothes, when you're rid of it. So they wipe it off, whatever, it gets maybe. So keep hanging there in Sinai, Shin Beis, as they know, there the Machaber says, if it's Tita Yope, it's dry mud, also the Shtahari Tolkien. Tolkien. It's quoted by the Postman as well. Machaber, based upon the Shon, is considered to be Tolkien. So we keep A, it says here, have a different print. It's Mud, we keep A, it's the Kasha. If you want, that was Tolkien. Why the Dennis principle was? A, Tolkien, okay, it's very, very common. Hoy love, Kevin, the Philoyan, Uro, what is mud? It was a little blobs of earth, got a little wet. By the Yashus, Nidra, the Nasus, the Ubiyaka, and then it was a thing that got dry out, make out of the sun. And became one entity. A, Kina, and Kina. And you see, it should come out as a test by God. So that there would be any black bear cash, it's all right. That's a good cash. So according to the Shvis Hashav, he said, it got so hard. You know, it gets very, very hard. It's so, so hard. It's like tennis. And they have a bubble, Tchina Rishon. We do call it Chazan Ish. What did the Pala, it's a radical suggestion. He doesn't have the cash. What did the Pala make my suggestion, which is as follows. It seems to me, check coming back to that. Chazanish said, in order for something to be kind of common, you require organic connections. Really? Well, so one of them said that the person leaves out, and you know, there's dirt, there's some water, and stuff drying up. So by itself, nature will take its own course and will convert this to a hard, hard mud. Therefore, perhaps Chazanish will say a sufficient connection considered organic. Not bread. You leave the flour there, bread. It's not going to become bread. You have to knead it and you have to bake it.
It's not going
to become terrorism. Well, oh, so what's this follows? So I took this. So what's the, that? If you give this answer, you make a cash, I'll take a step further. So instead of leaving my mud, the bake of the sun, it will become what we call a little scalar, clay, adama. Certain halos of Kabbalah still. Ah, I don't think it's fancy. What do I do? Take some of that stuff. And I'll throw it into the kiln. What else we got? It's called clay cheretz. Different chemical properties, different halachic properties. Yeah, it's true. But if I would have left it, nature take its course, it would have also constituted a single organic unit. So the other part you could say, that even if I'm shuffling cheretz, I'm taking this cheretz earlier. Writing it down, perhaps we can still say that I'm higher for the following reason. That this connection, this organic connection, would have existed, albeit in some different form, even without my action. We can't compare it to bread. Bread, if I leave the flour, leave the water, whatever, that would have hard bread. No, you have to first need it to bake. So therefore, the entire thing was man-made. When it comes to the Harris, Clea Domus, into the key Vegas cash. Would have emerged all by itself, considered organically connected, it's fire. Now, here's the fuel for the fire. And then you connect somewhat differently. Doesn't matter. It's kind of like, okay, you still got to listen. So I mean, it would have been connected organically anyway. So therefore, it's considered organic, and therefore, it's the serum talk. That's what I want to suggest before the happening.
I think, of course, that's right. Because if you have, it can't be any worse than the mud itself. The mud, if you took a quad of mud and chopped up. Of course it's token. Right?
So that's not true. You know, why? So we had the
mud is organic. I mean, mud So if you've taken it and you've made it harder,
right.
You haven't helped anything.
Right, yeah, I got
so of course though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Occurs organically in nature.
Right.
Not depending on whether I do it or not. Okay. It's fact. You don't find the flower and water connection.
By itself.
By itself. No, those ingredients are found in nature sometimes on their own.
Okay, let me go a little further. Let's go a little further. I want to finish up the video. I'm talking. Chavarites, Sikhes. Mutter lacht auf Wasser und Fuschel und flieg back, back, the sun. Same Chava writes it to the base. Am Chava, Kayer, back, back, Kayer, okay. Right, so it says, me, it's okay. What do you get it from? Who says it? Where does it come from? Oh. The source of the Truva suggestion. Truva suggestion, that should suggest that initially, somebody is saying, Thank you. the immediate look to objects to make us to limit to narrow and look somehow. But then ways that even in this case would be permissible, even for the rubber, because these are the kind of separate category of map here, map that they're back against those Yoshika and Rama. But that's how far I can end with that. So the building is a lot of cash. What do you do with what's called co-sensual government, the Rashi and Magdala Vedic, the Gemara, to crush metal, teeth, for the Mechav itself, for that. The Mechav itself should base. Says that Tina's tit is a problem, why do you make Tina do the car? It's Kaga, do you like Kaga?
If the word is sold to muscle.
Yeah, it's Shver, bro, like Kaga, do you like Kaga? Do they play? Do they play? And the other one, they're not about Kasha. Ain, Lisha, Ella, do they Kaga, this is Buddha. This is Pop. Kasha, this is
backwards. The Bechaber says, Sid Yud. Us
Russell Lidwer, I mean of the Shabbos, the Lord, the Torah, the Pippio, the Shakara, the Rabbi. I think it's a practice part of the Lord. Levi. It's a little also kind of a grinder. You can't grind cheese.
It looks like they take a bag and you can put it on a... You call it a grinder, no, it's small.
Grater. So you can't use a grater to grate the American cheese. Why not? So the Mishnah Brewer after the year is cut loudly. Oh. The Kaman Shakim, you look at the cow out of the narrow pole. Okay? And therefore it's prohibited. And therefore no attainment is going to work. Even left on the yard, even the rabbit said it, wouldn't work. Wouldn't work. Nothing works. The Issa moved the fall. And therefore, even if Anna didn't do the character, Jesus and I can do the character, it's still us. The very good. So that the whole of us should move to the fall. So it's no problem. It's a separate Issa, it doesn't do anything. Move to the fall, no problem. But the Anna and Kaal, that's the Sakasha. But you design it, suppose, okay, the round comes in Tokyo. But the Rakhav and the Ramoah, and see the top of Dalit, and this was Yotin, and this Mutter. Look at the great cheese in there. Mutter the Holy asks, should we know the difference in what? He asks, you want to what? Shabbos, and Yotin, and Mullah, Mutter the Holy. That's all at the same time, Yerkas and Leo, he says it's not necessarily the case. There could be a distinction even when you move to the hole between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The question that's overwhelming. But that's his concept of the Talmud. He gives an interesting answer. He says that was Tchina Mamish, which is an Avalava. It's Usher even though it is not Bitulei Karka. Where is the Truma Sadesh Matir Shalobu Lakaka? Only by Kachate, which is only a total. So right to say Egle Kaal. Sounds to the Egle Kaal, this is an absolutely intrinsic distinction. An intrinsic distinction. To an Avon Kaal, you'd probably have to explain Egle Kaal based upon yesterday's shift. What was the end of this year? An arm and a cold, remember that? That's your book. Right, that's usually the Lucas story. It is an arm. It's exactly the same kind of action. So then it's so similar, it's so identical to the original action in the Mishnah, that even though there's this dissimilarity, the one which initially was the chakra, if not the Dula chakra, it's still going to be prohibited. But the moment you move off center to the category of a cold, you're only slicing and not crushing, then it requires a greater degree of similarity to the Mishnah. You're ready to similar one step. And then the Shalom Lakaka would be wood. That's how we say Shah and the Kaaba. It's a tremendous finish. That's what it seems to be saying.
Also, not similar to the case it's comparing to. It seems that both cases are talking about the Ha'ad itself. The other cases, the Gemara, are talking about the Ha'ad itself, but nevertheless, we say that it would be quite similar.
Right. Great, good. Right, great. So I thought, let's say that. That's a shverer. Much as that, Lovey says, if it's any good carcass, it's out. Forget about it. That's what it's called. What the Chazanish said. What the Chazanish said. Chazanish said that, there's no tour bukhla of any good carcass that comes to Tchim. Not true. Only by Kito. Because by Kitub, Ramosa, by Kitub, that's what Tosis of the Rosh and Rambam are making. So there we say that you don't want to make it up like so broad, so extreme. So that's what we are making by Shalom Bidul and Kaka by Kitub. When it comes to what? When it comes to an act of polarizing, crushing the competitions, it's going to be us and why? Not because it moves in the bowl. No, it's up to the Tochein, it's like an item to the folks, look at the other. Us in Mishim Tochein, because it's a grading act. The Mechayev himself asked the question, what? Why? He himself said, yeah, the Mechayev to love the Lulikarka. Asked the Karka not to do the Lulikarka. In the end, it's a crushing action. You're right, Rabbi. The same answer you gave yesterday, right, with respect to the discussion that we had then, the distinction between crushing and between dicing, that same exact distinction stands in good stead here with respect to love with Lulikarka.
And how do you distinguish between cheese and meat? Cheese was awesome and meat was mutter, right?
No! Meat is mutter to slice and cheese doesn't grate. You can't grate meat and you may slice cheese. That doesn't cheese and meat. It's not possible all over here. The same thing. You may slice and dice it as thin as you want. You may not grate it.
Okay.
Right?
But Rashi in a couple of places says that at the same time with his list of how many
chatos there are,
he says, so when you're cutting the wood, according to the sheep, they're very small, you owe them for tofei, and he says that if you're deducting on the lake, you owe them for tofei also. Have you ever said that by the vegetables?
So careful.
No, the person making appearance is out. I'm sure he's going to cut each vegetable to be specific.
That's right. They also owe much of a chat. That's crazy. But they, narrow. The definition is a one-step program. That's chav. This distinction between dice and between crush, which we use to advantage, right? We mentioned it again in today's year, but the Bavar Brahma, the Nas Kane, right? We use it over there, correct? By Risu. The Risu of Nas series is us or the people of Nas series is with them. Right, that's the whole problem, that's what I brought. We use it over there. Then we use it again over here when it comes to what? When it comes to... No. When it comes to... Shalom to the car. Again, the same description. It seems to be a recurring theme. Well, I'm just looking one step further. And he said, a very interesting kid from the Chumra de Tzvah, that the whole heaven of the Rashba, that the Rashba was not of the Alder, is only talking about Chitos and not talking about Risuk. So writes the Chazanish, and he even tries to believe in that the squeeze to the Levon Aram. Alder, we started today, never mentioned one word about the Alder, is only talking about the Alder. And the whole concept of the Rashba, most possibly say it's a revisionist history. The Mother of never said, never meant it, and the whole most could only academically say that Rashi was wrong. At the head of the altar, that Tokhe Ibn exists even by reason. And in many rabbis, the Rashi seems to say, but what's Rashi talks about? Pure lechem. What's pure lechem mean? You take bread, what do you do with it? You crush it. You can't take a slice of the knife. That's what Rashi talks about. He based on the altar. The Hakkad had the Mishkan say, on the Rashi, not by Chito and not by Risu. But the Rashi himself is not like pure leather, that's not by Risu. Kind of an action. This is quoted by the Prima Godin, by the Alter Rebbe, by the Archa Shulzan, by the Mishnah Brura, all speak to God and Allah. That the Rashi school of those Latin, don't like it at all. But the Rashi school was said now, not only with respect to Risu, to Chito, but even with respect to Risu. Which means that all this seems very dear to us, dear and dear, the distinction between Risuk and Chitta, we'll use it to explain a lot of things, including the Mogad Aram, as far as Roar Lamisha, Lisha Ocha, it's only looked at by Chitta, but not by Risuk, but Tat Ramal, Tat Mahaka, or independent Chitta, spoke about that earlier today. And the same distinction when they use only with respect to what? Shalom and Ula Karka, it's only a fool with respect to Chitta, not with respect to Risuk. That's true. But then every single rule in the world has to be limited to Chito, as opposed to Risuk. The Rashba school, it would seem, would be a Rashba, was mutter even by Risuk. That's a Chibur Elevet. Pashat. I don't have to say it's not true. Chazish wants to suggest that the only time something is considered there by Chila, the Rashba Lush, is by Chito, not by Risuk. My response is who said? I go back to my Egel Etah. I'm going to end this whole series with my favorite Egel Etah. the Tosefta, which talks about Ritzur, cannot possibly be referring to the Abba of the Rabbi. Impossible. See, the Chazon he killed, he did a great job, he killed two birds with one stone. By saying there's no effort of Ritzur the author, he was able to interpret that the price of the Barakas of the Tanaz King was talking about the Abba. And it's still a effort of Ritzur. And everyone that's wrong and I'm wrong is talking over here about. Vamos lá. O saber, matemática, vai tentar passar por uma vez.
Basta. First of all, what about potato? Can you, while you're can you mash a potato?
Yeah, the potato is very soft and the combination is it's cooked and it's very soft.
Oh, so even the combination of Oscar's research, you can use his.
salad, eggs, and onion. And he himself said, I'll take the cuts it for the night. The kind of culture in Israel. But if you walk around the aisle, we'll stop here. Monday, 9 o'clock.
First of all, what about potato? Can you, while you're can you mash a potato?
Potato is very soft and has an issue. It's cooked and it's very soft.
Oh, so even the combination of Oscar's research, you can use his kula.
Thank you. walks in there, and he's, you know, his mind is thinking about learning. He sits down at a park bench just to get some fresh air. Vegas, in there for about 5 minutes, he hears, Avu is the Yingo? Where's the baby boy? He figures, you know what's going on. This mind was just learning. He figured he's probably going to a bridge, and he's waiting for put the bridge to the baby, and he doesn't understand what's going on. He's just, with Tosha Kuan is learning. That's an even more amazing story. This is too amazing to believe. But I'll say anyway, even if it's not true, it's the story I tell. They don't tell about you and me, they say. Kiva Eger lost a daughter. We spoke about some surfer at her. That daughter was Nifter, Rabbi Kiva Eger's lifestyle. She was Nifter, Rabbi Kiva Eger's lifestyle. Every year, Rabbi Kiva Eger would come to visit his daughter and visit his son of the son. And his daughter, the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, would meet him at the train station and bring him, you know, to the house, you know, now he was coming again. And he didn't know that his daughter had passed away. They hid it from him. But Chassam Sofer was stuck. What am I going to do now? He knows that the Shver is coming. And you know, Chassam Sofer had remarried. Third wife. So he told his new wife, this is doing a favor. Go to the train station. You'll see her, but today, after the station, just say, I've got a train that, was Matu Tata, something like this, some phrase that she knew it, that was going to do with what I always said to him, and then and walk up to the house, the Tahaba. And according to the story, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's written in one of the biographies, it worked. Kivega was so shakua and his mother, he didn't realize that the lady was taking him to some servant's house, not his own daughter. I don't know. I'm just telling you the story to give you an idea. This matzah is nifla. This story is not true. We'll never wait for a second. But he spent time talking about Yerushalayim with his wife in the middle of the night. You should never say, I'm too busy with my story to talk about Yerushalayim with my wife. Never. The crime done about Yerushalayim Rebbe Chassam did many different things. He thought about him. He had a halacha stay with his wife every single day for years and now. Better man than I? Okay. But in principle, this is so. The person shared the Torah with his wife. That's not how to do it. Don't start rattling off a complicated, you know, cheshbet. Don't get involved in these things. Say about the parsha, or the halacha lemaisa, some ha'ora. Plenty of things to talk about. Yeah. We'll talk about that next week. Obviously, whenever you communicate with someone, you try to keep this more or less at the level of the person who is speaking to. But that's all we said to tell us about Chachma. You base the Beisad of Chachma. But now I'm going to give you a quotation which will... You should never forget it for the rest of your life. If you remember this quotation, you will live a happy life. How's that? Okay? Listen to this. Not for me, not for Bulba, it's from Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital. The Kubel. Who's his father? If a person does chesed in this world, sure, he helps people to speak of Holland, Nicham Avelim, Sultan of the Kala. Oh, wonderful. The Badai, when he passes away, after many, the Mayor of Eskishana, Kuyos Rabba from the Master Chet is going to be Gaval Gaval Abba. But here's the sentence you know by heart. Abu Yeda Nemona, you should know. Kiba Shamayim Bolkin Eich Isnaig Im Ishto. The Shamayim, when a person goes up there for a judgment, they check out how did he deal with his wife. Im Gami Mogom Al Chesed Kol Yomok. If he treated her and did Chesed with her all of his day, Ashra Vitola. What's for the sea? I am also if he treated her and did chesed with her all of his day, Ashra Vitovla. Then fortunate to see. I am also hiknit vizniach. But if he teased her and he left her, Bivei so caught in his house, he became angry. V'hikpid the lorachas, and he was a captain, he was very strict, and he didn't have mercy. L'lo chesed, he did not, was not kind to her. Unesius ba'ol, he did not share her heavy burden. What do you mean share heavy burden? Whatever it may mean. If it means washing the dishes, it's washing the dishes. If it means changing the diapers, it means changing the diapers. There's no limit to what we call the sea of Nasi Ba'olam Chavera. Zemachria Ezdino. This will tip his scale. Below Yizok Vulo Mu'uma Mikol Chasadav Sha'asa Imacheris. All your chasadah you did in your whole lifetime won't count a bean if you don't do chesed in your own home. And unfortunately, we know too many people. The biggest askar, and I tell you, shul presidents and ganze machers, you know, and they're running around doing all kinds of tzokhetziva, and in the house they're tyrants, hit the wife. I'm telling you, I know it firsthand. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but the Rabbi Shalom does. And if behind closed doors a person acts as a tyrant, as a wife beater, or chalila, the chalila. Or even as an abuser, in the sense of demanding complete control, all of his chasadim won't count for anything. Nothing. Zero. I once said a pshat, I'm not sure if it was last year, I said a pshat to this Rav Chaim Vital. The chorat a pli atzuma. Why? It should count. Let all those chasadim count. And it should be a negative. It doesn't count for anything. It should count for a mitzvah, and there should be an avera connector like anything else. Why does it count at all? Isn't that a good passion? I think it's a gavaldic passion. I think I have a gavaldic terror. You see, you put on tefillin, you wear tzitzit, you eat matzah, that's an intrinsic mitzvah. It doesn't matter if it's trichas kavana, well, kavana is enough, basic kavana, maybe you don't even eat kavana. However, gemilas chesed, by definition, is subjective. What's a chesed? Is it a chesed? It's not a chesed. Chesed, you have to want to do chesed. You have to have kavana for chesed. If I have no kavana for chesed, the pashtus, there's no mitzvah. I do something, I don't intend to do you any favors. It just happens to work out that way. Pashtus is no mitzvah. Well, Rav Chaim Vital, if your character is so base, when you come to your home, you treat your wife terribly, that means you're not doing chesed. I mean, I'm not doing chesed. I'm the president of Bika Cholim, and the president of the Chevra Kadisha, and the president of the Simchos Chos of the Kalafa, and I'm the president of all these things, and all this. You know why you're doing that? You're doing it for your covers. You're doing that for your own, you know, oh, wow. He's the president of the Shul, the president of the Mikveh, president. Said if you would be doing it for proper reason, there's no way you can suddenly Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and you close all the house and suddenly become bang, bang. It's impossible. No such thing. If you were really about chesed, and you really had a mind to help out those who need your help, then it would continue when you came to your house. But man, it doesn't count for anything. Because it wasn't meant to Shem chesed. It was meant to be president of shul, that's all. I'll go further than that. You find that many of the biggest askanim in Tzorchei Tzibur, because they can't go home. That's just Shalom Bayit's problem. That they run out every night, they want to be out to a different committee, a different this, a different that. I'm telling you a case of that also. Rachman al Islam. That's not their issue. That's going to do chesed l'shem chesed. That's my pshat of Chaim Vital. But that, be that as it may, whether I'm right or wrong, remember this line. If also hiknit vizniya, the base of koas hiknit l'laracha l'lo chesed u'nesiyas v'ol, zemachria ezdino v'lo yizach v'lo mu'uma mikol chasotam she'osu imacher. Wow. Okay. I'd like to discuss money. I gotta give you my theory about money. It's one sentence. Every time I say about money, you make it, she spends it. That's my yourself. And that's what he said basically, more or less. That's quite sad, the stark terms. But he does say, chas v'shalom for the husband to use the purse string as a means of control. I know something. That's the mashul. What can I say? I can't. I've spoken to him until I'm blue in the face. He uses money as a purse string. He's going to control his wife with money. If he's angry at his wife, he won't give her $50 to buy groceries for that. I'm serious. I think I had a Yerusha with his father like this. I read that the parents have been living at war for 50 years. So he conducts his house the same warlike state. I'm serious. It's all a matter of control. He makes a fortune of money, and he gives her out, he doles it out, small amount. So you're like, okay, here's $100 for this because you're a good girl. What is it? That's the most demeaning attitude you can imagine. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. If a man doesn't tell his wife where the money is, and he puts his account which is not a joint account, terrible. I am against anything, any account. Let's say it's tax free, account should be joint account. Joint account, joint bank account. That's it. Belongs to both of them together. Now, my wife carries around a checkbook, and I carry around, please carry one or two checks in my pocket in case, emergency. We're just to write a check or two when necessary. I'm serious. That's how it goes. And I can press buttons, so it's easier. So, but in all seriousness, that's how it works. You make it, and she spends it. That's Shalom Bach. Of course, it only works when she spends normal. That's another problem. I was just told a story just yesterday, a heart-rending story of a couple that broke up. But one of the reasons was this woman had big eyes. She spent beyond their means. Even though a language is so strong, if you know the Israeli scene, but chayvus, and they come to you, knock on the door, I borrow money at a tremendous interest rate. Crazy, it's legal to charge interest rates of 20% or who knows what. It's legal. There's no usury laws in Israel. Someone I know is trying to make a one man crusade against it. They should make some rules and regulations. And anyway, listen to this, what he says. Bishum open ein lahotzi kesef lamalam and ayakolas levad the mikra shall pikuach nefesh chas v'shalom. Cannot borrow money if you don't even know. Short term, you borrow, so your check comes in, that's okay. But to borrow money when you can't pay, impossible. I'll say, but I have no money. I'm sitting in a curl, and I can't make a living, so what should I do? Rabbi has a radical, radical statement, which they were almost going to hang him up in Yerushalayim. Get a job. He probably makes a job in Chinuch, but still, but all right. Get a job. You can't sit in curl your whole life and live in a carpet. You have a rich bear, that's a different story. A rich uncle, I have a rich bar, that's a different. You cannot live in Chavis. He says, if this is what's happened, he says, Yedu ki yigia azman sha'abal yikach al atma ola parnoto. But not for alvo. Hashem ish v'reinu b'derach kazu. Which, keep rolling over death, one death. She'ein baruach Torah v'yira. A very powerful statement. You know what Zalman Yerushalayim, he took on many powerful people when he made his statement. Vice. Who are the people going to come into their home? Beis Vada Chachamim, Aniyah B'nei Beitecha. They have to be able to pick proper friends. So in a nice way, I have to tell them, I'm married, and my wife and I have to work it out together, and we have to be very respectful to his own parents, but say, How can you have a wish? We have to work it out as amongst ourselves. When a person gets married, is a